Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Jason and Alexis podcast is brought to you by The Free House. As long as snow is on the ground, they'll have snow globes on the patio. Book this unique winter dining experience by the hour by calling The Free House. Full menu is available along with some unique winter cocktails and food items.
Dawn, have you ever seen Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome?
Are you kidding me? Of course I have.
Well, if they had the patio domes that the Free House has right now,
yeah,
Tina Turner would have been in a much better mood in that movie.
Oh my gosh, I think you're so right. Now, this is a unique dining experience that they have at the Free House all winter long.
That's right. As long as there's snow on the ground, you can rent these patio domes. Dawn and I, we're not kidding. This is so cool. Maybe you have a date. Maybe you have a unique, I don't know, family event that you want to spice up. You can rent these patio domes by the hour. They're heated. You can get their full menu in the domes. And you can even get some special items as well. This would be a really cool date kind of thing, don't you think, Dawn?
Oh, absolutely. Wait until at least the third date, and then you might get lucky.
Maybe the fourth. Maybe we can recommend this for the next second chance romance that goes awry.
Yes.
We'll say, hey, maybe you'll get along better at the Free House patio domes. Maybe. I don't know. You can book these again by the hour. And again, the full menu is available, plus some special items as well. For more information, call the Free House.
I got some new information.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert update. A quick look at what's happening in entertainment.
Real juicy.
On My Talk.
Tell me something good.
Downton Abbey fans, you're going to be happy to hear that the sequel for the Downton Abbey movie has been confirmed, Bradley.
Woo!
Okay, the first film was a huge success. Creator Julian Fellowes confirmed he will be rapping on the sequel after he wraps up other projects. The first film was a huge success, pulling in over $130 million at the box office.
Oh my God, I'm so happy. In this times that we live, just, you know, some old dusty British people doing stuff they shouldn't be and wearing nice outfits. I'm here for that, right?
Man, I just perused on Netflix, the British TV section. And last night I found a great one that I'll be talking about.
Oh, good. I can't wait. Because there's, all right, good.
Have you ever watched Broadchurch, by the way?
No, but I keep hearing about it. Should I watch it?
I don't know. I thought about starting it, but I wanted to ask
Bea
you
Arthur
first.
Watched it, and she likes it.
All righty. Okay, unfortunately, yes. Okay, Taylor Swift had some sad news in an interview with Variety. She revealed that her mother's going through some serious health challenges. Andrea Swift was undergoing chemotherapy treatments for breast cancer, and doctors discovered a brain tumor.
This is so sad.
It is sad. So this is why she is going to take part of her tour. It's going to be limited. Her stop in L.A. and Boston, plus select European dates, will all wrap up around... It's going to be cut short because of her mother's health.
Yeah, rightly so.
Yeah, and it's just, you don't know how serious something is. So,
just to have to learn about it while you're already going through something else just had to be crippling.
Absolutely. So, good thoughts for her. Okay, despite new competition from the likes of Disney Plus and Apple TV, Netflix is continuing to dominate the streaming wars. The company added 8.76 million global subscribers in the final quarter of last year, surpassing projections by more than a million. So they're still adding people.
Yeah, this is a thing. You know, everybody was like, Disney, when Disney Plus came along, they're like, bye, Netflix, bye. But no, absolutely not. If you, and I would recommend, there's a wonderful podcast called Business Wars, and there's one that talks about Blockbuster versus Netflix, maybe? I can't remember who they start out talking about, but it does deal a lot with Netflix and kind of the genius behind what's really going on. And it will make you feel like, don't count Netflix out just yet.
I don't think so. I mean, it's so comfortable to us, too, for people to add on extra streaming services. It's home. Like, you turn it on and you're like, I know where my things are. I don't know. People like familiarity.
And the technology behind the system is so much more intuitive than you realize until you start to use services like Disney Plus, and you're like, why can't I do this?
Yeah.
Why can't I find that?
It's true. All right, that's the latest dirt. You can find more on our app and mytalk1071.com.
Bye. That's a lot of dirt.
Dirt alert updates at the top of every hour. Plus, get extended dirt alerts at 820, 1220, and 520.
I gotta go. I'll be back in an hour.
And now, Jason and Alexis in the morning with producer Don on My Talk. Everything entertainment.
Okay, this Grammy Drammy is heating up, and we got all the latest here on Jason Alexis in the morning on My Talk 1071, streaming live and doing everything entertainment at mytalk1071.com. I'm Bradley, in for Jason. He should be back next week. You know that he has been dealing with a family issue. His stepfather passed away last week, and he's there supporting his mom and getting her through that, and we wish them all the best. And I know you guys have been keeping track of everything on social media. He's been good about posting stuff, so if you have wanted to hear what Jason's been thinking about, head to his social media platforms on Instagram and Twitter, etc. All right, hey, Dawn.
Yes.
So you brought this story up yesterday to us about some drama over at the Grammys.
Yes, the Recording Academy.
The Recording Academy. And it really is kind of like a he said, she said. They essentially asked the head of the Grammys to go bye-bye in the car, and she's like, not so fast. Well, we've got some new developments, but do you want to just give us like a little thumbnail of what we learned yesterday?
Yes. So Deborah Dugan was the new head of the Recording Academy, hired last August after the other one was ousted for making comments that, you know, his name's Neil Portnow, and he had been the head for a long time. People sort of questioned him, going, well, not a lot of women won Grammys or were nominated this year. Why? And he said they just need to step up and be better artists. And so
awkward.
I mean, they had to let him go.
Yeah.
So she came in to place, apparently shook things up, and she 3 weeks ago brought a complaint up to the, had a memo sent to the HR department about various things with voting practices that were not kosher.
Yeah.
Specifically, like how people get nominated, how, you know, things that weren't good for them, also other issues within the company, and basically trying to shake things up. And then they suspended her because they countered her by saying, oh, your assistant said you're bullying people, so now we have to do an internal investigation. And they're basically trying to fire her, which people think is because of the issues she brought up to HR.
She's like, you guys have issues. They're like, oh, you're a horrible person, bye.
Right.
And that now it's like this he said, she said. Well, yesterday she apparently filed a complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, that is CEO, now ousted Recording Academy CEO Deborah Dugan. In this complaint, she alleges that Neil Portnow, the guy that was her predecessor, right, allegedly raped a female recording artist, which was, and I'm reading the quote, which was upon information and belief the reason his contract was not renewed. So she's saying the real reason Neil Portnow got kicked out and I had to take over was because he raped a female recording artist.
Wow.
So that's a shocker.
Yeah.
Right? And that makes you go, wait a minute, hold on. What? What's really going on there? Well, in her complaint, she said she learned of this accusation last May while she was at a three-day meeting of the Academy's board. After she took the job, through her lawyer, she says Ms. Dugan was hauled into a conference room and told for the very first time that a foreign recording artist and member of the Academy had accused Mr. Portnow of raping her following a performance she gave at Carnegie Hall. So that is some, like, that is some stuff. What's interesting is then the Academy comes back and responds to that complaint saying, it's curious that Ms. Dugan never raised these grave allegations until a week after legal claims were made against her by a female employee who alleges she created a toxic and intolerable work environment and engaged in abusive and bullying conduct. So essentially they're saying she never said anything until the, you know, there was a problem with her.
Okay. Well, I mean, they're just skirting the issue here, going, did this really happen? They don't want to answer that question, that everybody knew this.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're covering, like, it up.
Who cares when she told you? We can get to the truth behind that because she says, actually, everybody knew this. So, and I dealt with it immediately once I was told it. But to your point, the Recording Academy being like, well, she's not saying this publicly until now.
It's like whenever I colored on the wall behind the couch as a kid and my mom goes, what's this? And I said, I did that a long time ago. You know, that's, you, well, you still did it. You signed your name, Dawn.
Yeah.
You know,
I mean, whether or not you told people when you were supposed to tell people that that you heard something doesn't take away the fact that the something
that happened,
or you need to at least investigate whether or not it happened. Right.
Right. Well, I feel like that a lot is going to come out once her lawyer gets into this, because he assures people, oh, there's a lot to know here and you're going to know everything. And a 28-page contract is not going to scare us into not speaking about what was going on. So I think that she will definitely win this case.
Yeah, it seems to me that, you know, and I feel like we've heard, do you guys remember? I feel like there was a situation where this has happened before, where a similar type situation where somebody brought up a bunch of malfeasance and they're like, oh, I know. It's, oh gosh, the name is, I'm going to forget the name now because it's either like Martin Scorsese. It's not, I don't think it's Martin Scorsese, but like Robert De Niro.
Mm-hmm.
Who had like an assistant who said he had created this like toxic work environment. And then when she said that she was going to go forward with those allegations, they fired her and said she was like a horrible person who would just watch Netflix the time on the job.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. Yeah. Yeah. And he was really creepy with her. He did all kinds of weird things and ooh.
Yeah. So I feel like in this particular case, she seems to have like a legitimate case, right? Whether or not the allegations are correct or true, like the investigation will ultimately, you know, figure that out. But she seems to have receipts in a way that the Recording Academy just sounds like they have sour grapes.
Exactly.
What's the chain of command here? Where does she fall and who are her supervisors or the people above her? Who is she answering to?
Probably the board, because she was the CEO of the Recording Academy. She's the head honcho. And the board, who was used to it's supposed to be a boys club over there, and they're used to things just being swept under the rug and all these issues she was bringing up. They're like, you can't shake things up like this. We just wanted you in here to act like you were in charge, but we're actually in charge. That's what it sounds like to me, because they needed to clean up the mess of public opinion about this creepy guy.
Yep. And he'd still be in place and probably the board's pet.
Oh, sure.
If he hadn't said what he said about female talent.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But they're apparently saying because of this.
Yeah, they're saying that these rape allegations. And I don't think you bring up somebody else's rape allegations lightly. Right.
No.
Like, you don't throw that out there unless you have reason to believe that that is actually true, or that those allegations are credible. I don't feel like you bring that to the surface unless she is totally, you know, maniacal and manipulative, and we have no evidence to believe that that's the case.
Right.
So, well, more will be revealed.
Sure.
And we will definitely continue to follow this story. But when we come back, Dawn, you have a very, very fun thing for us to watch on Netflix, right?
Yeah.
All right, you'll tell us about it when we come back, right?
Jason, have you ever actually sat down with a nutritionist and they ask you what you've eaten the day before?
Does my Jane Fonda workout tapes from the 80s count as someone with nutrition?
Not really. I think you need to update. And you need to go to Livea. That's Livea.com. You can find 10 convenient locations in Minnesota and Wisconsin, first of all. So basically, everywhere you drive, you'll see a Livea.
They used to be Medifast, right?
They used to be Medifast. Don't get confused.
No.
They're a great company. I lost 20 pounds on the program, and I've kept it off for, you know, a year.
And that's hard to do. Maintaining is the hard part, so thank goodness you have...
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Have them.
Yes, they're awesome over there. I go to the one in Roseville, but you can find a location, like I said, anywhere in the Twin Cities, livea.com. You can call 855-GO-LIVEA, and then they can tell you not to eat breakfast cereal for every meal.
They told me. Well, and when you say breakfast cereal, ladies and gentlemen, Dawn used to eat Nerds for breakfast.
Did you know that MyTalk 107.1 is a proud partner of Destination Winter St. Paul, which features Wells Fargo Winter Skate? It's a fun seasonal event that kicked off in December. It runs still through February 22nd of this year. It's at CHS Field. Daily at 11 a.m., skating is free if you bring your own skates, or you can rent a pair for $5. Visitors with a Wells Fargo credit or debit card can also rent skates free of charge. You can get all the details and more information at mytalk1071.com. Keyword, winter skate. Good morning. Welcome back to Jason and Alexis in the morning. It's Wednesday, January 22nd and 720. And Dawn has a wonderful recommendation for you on the Netflix. Were you watching some flicks last night?
Yeah, I like to sometimes not. Sometimes it's daunting to get into a show I've been watching for a while. Like, for instance, I keep going back to The Walking Dead and trying to catch up. And I can't ever remember. Once I abandon it, I can't remember anything other than I know it was around the time that Carl died. So I'll go back to the Carl death episode and rewatch that piece of crap over and over. And then I get about four episodes in and then I abandon it because I want to watch something like this.
Exactly.
So.
And you're never getting any further.
I have to get through The Walking Dead, though. I have to. And I watch it at the gym.
It's like a book. I listen to a lot of audiobooks and I'll forget that I'm listening to them. And then when I go back to listen, I'm like, I don't remember what I read, so I have to start at the beginning.
Yes.
And that's, you know, like hours, and I don't want to start over, but then I'm paying for these dumb books.
I totally get it. I do the same thing with books too. Okay. All right, so.
But what are we watching? You have something we can just leave Walking Dead behind.
This is great. As a kid, I loved like Guinness Book of World Records.
Oh, yeah.
I would look through that book. I would check it out at the library.
Two fat guys on a scooter. Remember those two?
Yes.
That's all I remember.
Right. Yes. And then I would also, I love like Ripley's Believe It or Not. They were just show on and I was just fascinated with stuff like this. So this show is kind of similar. It's called, it's a BBC show. It's called Weird Wonders of the World.
Oh, it sounds fun. Weird Wonders of the World.
You can watch it with your kids. It's family friendly.
Oh, there's no porn.
No. Okay, so the first episode is chock full of so much cool stuff. And they kind of relate all the stories together. Like they had video of these primate researchers were fascinated by this video in India of these primates or these macaw monkeys. One of them got electrocuted on the train rail. And another monkey came over and for 20 minutes did CPR on the monkey. He would throw him in the water. He would hit him. He was like trying to get him going. He was like biting his head and hitting him on the back. Eventually, The monkey came back to life.
No way!
I swear to God.
Monkey CPR is a thing?
So they're like freaking out, these monkey researchers, because a lot of people were taking video of this.
Yeah.
And it took about 20 minutes, and then the monkey finally just comes back to life, and they're like, monkeys do CPR?
What?
Yeah.
Did they find that this happens frequently, or were they able to find other examples of it?
Well, the other examples, they start,
sadly, I hope they didn't like a, let's see if we electrocute one, what happens?
Well, the deal is that in India, a lot of those macaws, they're everywhere, and a lot of them actually make their way around the city on these power lines, and so they actually get electrocuted a lot.
Oh.
So they've learned and adapted to bringing their friends back to life. From getting electrocuted.
So that's what taught them how to do this?
They're saying they have adapted to urban society and electricity and frequently being just like getting on the wrong wire and being shocked.
That's insane.
It's insane. That, and then I think the other one that was really fascinating, there were so many fascinating stories, but...
And are these, can you tell me really quickly, and you're talking about these weird wonders, this Weird Wonders of the World series on Netflix, yeah. Are they... Hour-long episodes, 30 minutes?
It's about 52 minutes, yeah. So then there's this other one that I just couldn't believe either. I have a clip of the farmer talking about his special goats here.
Uh-oh.
Okay.
And so these kids have the genes for a spider in them.
Yes.
This is, it's insane. And where does the spider silk actually come from? I mean, where do you get it?
Well, it was designed so it comes in the milk.
They look like such normal goats, but in fact they're totally unique and bizarre. I mean, this is bizarre.
I guess I would not say it's bizarre. I think that it's certainly different, but you know, they're absolutely normal. I don't think
so. Basically,
wait, what
this,
now? Spiders in your
this
goats?
This biologist had figured out in the DNA of a spider, because you cannot farm spiders. Spider silk is stronger than Kevlar. It's the strongest thing in the natural world. You could actually build an airplane out of it if you had enough silk.
Wow.
Crazy. So what he did is he isolated the gene in spider DNA, took it out, and inserted it into goat embryos, just the gene for spider silk.
Yeah.
And now these goats... You take their milk and you can create silk.
So you can. So the silk is in the goat milk, or they take the goat milk and they have to run it through some kind of.
Yeah, what they do is they do basically the process. Yes, magic. The process of how the silk comes out of a spider. It's a very small little strand, and it's basically silk protein in their milk, because spider silk inside a spider is liquid, and they form it into. How it comes out of their body.
So that's like spider milk. So spider it's web a spider, is
yeah,
milk?
It's a spider kid, basically.
Wow, spider kid.
Yeah.
That
I
is
had
so
no idea
cool.
that this actually existed.
So now they're just like pumping out spider silk.
Yeah, he can actually create, I mean, the amount of silk that they can get from these goats is just like
Does
a
he,
crazy amount.
Is it like one guy who figured this out or gal who's now making like a mint?
It's the guy who was talking on the show. He's a biologist.
Have you heard of that CRISPR technology?
No.
So that's not a thing that you have in your refrigerator to keep your greens crispy.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually like this thing where they can edit. It's like a gene editor. So it's like, you know, like a word processing program for genes. You can cut and paste and do different things to genes, turn certain bits and pieces on and off. And I wonder if this is the kind of technology that they use to make this happen. Because when this technology came out, I remember, and I know we're getting kind of nerdy for 7:26
That's all right.
in the
This
AM.
Is entertainment. It's on Netflix.
Yes.
Once again, it's called BBC's Weird Wonders of the World.
But when this CRISPR technology came along, I remember watching a program and they were like, you are not even going to believe what is capable or what we are capable of with this technology, because you can do things like take a gene from this animal, paste it onto this animal over here. I mean, essentially, you could give moms spider milk, right?
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
So
I mean,
you could just
grow
make your
spider
own
people, our very own Spider-Man.
That would be kind of fun.
Yeah. So anyway, I had no idea that this was going on. Some people are like, oh, they're playing God. They shouldn't be
doing
this.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, there's people that are like, this is going to kill us all. Yeah, well, you drive in cars. Calm down.
But, I mean, it's just amazing to me the things that are going on that, you know, we're so concerned about whether or not Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel are a real couple.
Yeah.
But
well, that's because I don't know
that make spider milk.
I don't know that people want to face the reality that we live in a world where we can basically create human, you know, animal hybrids. So they would rather think about Justin Timberlake.
Yeah. Haven't you guys seen Frankenstein? Gee whiz.
I love this.
I did see something in the news related to this. By the way, can I just ask about the series? How many episodes?
There are two seasons. I believe there are 10 episodes.
And is this like a recent
The first season came out 3 years ago. Okay. So they're on their relatively second. Recent. There's two seasons.
There was another story I saw the headline of, and I didn't read too much because, you know, I was trying to find the Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake story last night. But it was about they had some puppies that they created out. They were like cloned puppies in South Korea, but it was all part of some process that they have to bring back woolly mammoths.
Oh, wow.
And I'm like, I got to follow up on that because one of my dreams since I was a child, because, you know, they've always said like someday we'll bring back the woolly mammoth.
Yeah.
And I'm here for it. I know a lot of people are like, that's horrible. Don't do that. You're playing God. No, blah, blah, blah.
Bring him back. Bring him back.
Bring it back. Bring it
chocolate,
back.
Chocolate pops are here.
Woolly mammoths are here.
What in the hell just happened? Oh, my God. I'll see you tomorrow, weirdos.
Well, I should say,
I'm out of here.
If you missed, what day's show was that? Monday?
Yeah.
Where you told the story about Johnny the little Pops. Kid who was real excited about the chocolate Johnny Pops at the grocery store.
Yeah, that's what we're talking
about.
We're
equally excited about the potato. Are you here for woolly mammoths?
100%.
Why wouldn't you be, man?
Come on.
Yeah.
I mean, I just want to see something that big. I just think about how big dinosaurs were. And you just
would you bring back dinosaurs?
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
I would just make sure that this is like Jurassic Park.
I'd totally do it. Yeah. But I think we start with the furry ones because like saber-toothed tigers, I think they're less intimidating than dinosaurs. Get like the paleo whatever creatures.
Okay.
Right? Like the saber-toothed tiger.
Those were huge
those
too.
Giant camels.
Oh, giant camels. I've never even heard
and
of
they
those.
Have giant beavers too. Big ass beavers, you guys. Those
There's
beavers
a song about that, yeah.
Big ass beavers,
really? Winona had a big beaver. That song.
Huh. Winona had a big ass beaver.
Yeah,
that's Who a knew? Song.
Yeah,
I guess I could have guessed.
It's by
I
don't Primus. Know. Sorry.
All right. Well.
Okay. We've gone down the line.
We have gone
road.
All the way down the
but
hole.
Honestly, let me say it again because we'll get a lot of emails.
Please.
And Netflix, Weird Wonders of the World.
When we come back, here's a weird wonder of the world. Julianne Hough's husband says he wants to explore his sexuality in 2020. Does that involve his wife? We'll find out when we come back right here. Don't stop till I get where you are. Mild and dry, says Kenny. Two of my favorite words as I get older. Well, good morning and welcome back to Jason and Alexis in the Morning.
I
talk
107.1. I don't even want to go there.
It was a little, you know, it was a little tease. I'm Bradley Trainer in for Jason, and you guys, we have to talk about going there, actually, sex. We have to talk about some sex. Are you fine with sex at 7:35 in the morning?
Yes.
Most days? Okay. The headline is... Sorry,
Stop
I'm going to...
It was very enthusiastic.
So, you know Julianne Hough, right?
Yes.
Dancing with the Stars, actress... all around Instagram influencer lady, lifestyle brand, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, she's beautiful and a great dancer.
She is beautiful
her
and a great dancer.
Both, yes.
But she's a little annoying on occasion. But anyway.
Not a great actress.
So her husband is saying, I need you to explain this to me.
Okay.
Brooks Lake, and I don't know how you pronounce it, Brooks Lake.
Yeah.
He is Julianne Hough's husband, and he said
Yeah, he's a hockey player, right?
I believe so. Yeah. Against sports ball. But NHL player. Yep.
Okay.
Brooks says that he wants to focus on exploring his sexuality in 2020.
Focus on it.
Yeah. So he was on this podcast and he was talking about, and the podcast is called How Men Think, which, you know, that's something I would like to know. How Men Think. He talks about exploring his sexuality in 2020. I don't know what he means, because when I first read that, I was like, does he want to be a little gay for the year? Like, is this the year of like, hey, try something new? I don't know. It could be. Okay. Or it could just mean he wants to have more sex with Julianne Hough. The only thing I remembered about Julianne Hough that deals with sex is you'll remember, I think it was last year we learned that she's not, quote, straight, that she doesn't identify as straight. mm-hmm. which is something she never shared with her husband, and he was like kind of surprised by it. So there was that whole story last year. So maybe that's connected somehow, but can I read some quotes to you and you kind of, I feel like I need you to translate for me.
Sure.
Together we're going to do this as a family, okay?
Oh, as a family, yes.
People think, this is Brooks Lake again talking about exploring his sexuality in 2020. People think that sexuality is just the act of sex, of just having sex, and there's so much more to it. Here's a question. This is an honest question for everybody in this room and every single person listening. Are you fully 100% fully expressed in your true sexuality with your partner, with everything? You could not imagine having a better sex life. Are you truly there? I'm not either. So that's one of my goals this year, is to really dive into it.
Whoa.
So then we're all essentially, that's easy. A state of suffering.
What? Okay, so we'll talk about, mean? Oh, I'm sorry. I would react to diving in. Go back.
Diving in? You could not imagine having a better sex life. Are you truly there? I'm not either. So that's one of my goals this year, is to really dive into. So then we're all essentially, that's a state of suffering.
We're suffering if we're not, what?
What does that mean? Now, let me go on.
Okay.
We're not tens of tens. It doesn't mean you're not the best performer. It just means, are you fully expressed? Do you even know who you are sexually? And I truly, to my core, do not. But I'm super excited about that journey to really learn about sexuality journey. And also, what?
Journey.
And also get better at the performance of it, but also just the understanding of who I am, who my wife is, that sort of dance. What the heck is going on with this man?
Sounds like a horn dog to me.
Like he's trying to come up with excuses to put it in other places in 2020. Is that what I'm reading?
Oh, put it in other places. Oh, no.
But like a pumpkin or something?
I see it a little bit sweeter than that, that he's trying to say that he wants to make a better connection with her and have a more intimate experience that isn't just banging it out. You know, he wants to make sure that he is paying attention. Or
do you feel like the fact
more that it's a beyond just the physical experience? But maybe I'm being generous.
Do you feel like maybe this was a response to her, like 4 months after they get married, telling him she's not straight? And he's like, we don't need anyone else. I'm just going to try to be the everything that she wants, which means I got to get to work and make sure she's getting all her needs met in the bedroom.
I guess so.
What guy would do that? Wouldn't he be into inviting her girlfriend over?
Oh,
that,
I mean,
that's the guy
from Garage Logic.
That's the guy thing. Come
yeah, that's
on.
That's
the
I
way
know.
Dudes think.
That's the way
Who's
dudes gonna think.
Who's going to get jealous?
But when it comes to that area, let me just talk about that for a second. From
Please
the perspective
do.
Of right.
I'm going to get my popcorn and watch these two heterosexuals talk about sex.
I am not truly straight either.
No. I'm just saying.
But what I'm saying is when you want to go down that road, it doesn't involve a guy.
Well, but that's what I mean. Like what Kenny's talking about.
The guys wanted to involve them, but really I have no interest in a guy at that point.
I mean, the guy fantasy is what Kenny's alluding to.
Yeah.
The girl fantasy is what you're alluding to her.
Sure.
That's what you're alluding to is that for you, if you're interested in a woman, you kind of just want the woman.
Absolutely.
You don't need the guy. You don't need Kenny in the corner with his spoon of peanut butter and honey.
That's absolutely true.
And a video camera.
Yeah, exactly right.
America.
That's not what it's about. So,
yeah.
You know.
And so presumably that's not what it's about for her. Although, I mean.
Well, you can't presume that. I mean, what if the woman's into that?
Well, sure. If you're watching a lot of Pornhub, they are.
But I'm just saying, for the most part.
For the most part, you know, it's not that. It's not that. It's like not like, hey, let's all get together. It's weird.
I think men operate. I know men operate on different levels, whether you're straight or gay, because I think most men are like, the more, the merrier.
Right.
We're all having fun. Right. Whereas I don't know that I'm sure there are some women, certainly,
sure,
who think that's awesome.
Yeah.
But I also think on average, a gut reaction from a man is like, 3? Yes!
Right.
And a woman's more like, I don't need all that work.
No,
I don't need all that extra effort.
Yeah, it's more about not having a guy there. You know what I mean?
Well, see, the onus then is on the guy, because everybody, every guy knows when involved in a menage a trois, the main goal for that guy is to make himself useful.
Yeah.
That,
yeah,
that's what you have to do.
That seems like a lot of work.
Yeah.
That's too much responsibility.
No, not so fun. You
but
know.
This, his whole conversation seems very sort of ooey wooey in a way that I can't nail down. Like, what are I, like, if I were in the room in that moment, I'd be like, what are you actually trying to say? Like, you want to make your wife feel better in the bedroom? Okay, well, there are a number of ways you can do that. Or explore your sexuality to me just means you don't know who you are sexually and you want to figure that out.
Yeah. I don't think he, but who's to say that he doesn't have a, he's in a way trying to say that he's not 100% straight.
Well, that would be amazing, because I don't think you typically hear men, especially NHL players, talk sure. about.
And have you seen this picture? He spends a lot of time in the gym.
I mean,
more time than you.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to rip you. But,
no, I appreciate that.
Bradley
you're
spends
to be
more time in the gym than anybody else on our staff.
On anybody I know, actually.
Yeah.
I might have a man crush thing going on.
You can come to, we can work out together. You want to get 30s. Swole?
Yeah.
I'm not in my third. Did you
not
say
you? I'm oh. talking about the hockey
Brooks,
player.
Yeah.
Don't think I'm weird here. I'm not hitting on you on the air.
This is the weirdest break ever.
Kenny's exploring sexuality in 2020.
You know, I hate to kill the conversation, but I know what this is all about.
What is it? That's what I want to know.
It's about increasing his downloads. This is all publicity. That's all this is.
All right.
He's getting people on the radio to talk about it all across the country.
Yeah, you're probably right.
And now everybody's going to look for his podcast and listen to it.
I wonder how the conversation came up, because it was on someone else's podcast called How Men Think.
Yeah.
Oh, his podcast.
Yeah. Yes.
His podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is all just publicity.
Does he play hockey anymore?
No, he's retired.
Okay.
Oh, is he a good hockey player?
I don't know that.
Okay.
He's kind of like a Tom Brady, good looking. I mean, you know, he's not like, he doesn't have like a busted face or anything. So
he got around the league. He played for a number of teams, the Senators, the Caps, and the Leafs.
I will say, to be real, plain about it, somebody emailed us earlier and said, I just checked to see what her husband looks like. Yeah. My gaydar went off big time.
Oh, interesting.
So I
just
don't know.
By looking at him.
I mean, you know, for some people, they have a very
fine-tuned gaydar. Oh, man.
Mine's
we got to take a break.
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Pamela Anderson secretly married her fifth husband.
Wow.
Yeah.
We'll find out who that is. It's actually a fascinating story, and Dawn has all the latest here on My Talk 107.1. Good morning. It's Wednesday, January 22nd. It's just before the 8 o'clock hour. It's going to be a gorgeously not below zero day. More on that later, but right now, let's head over to Celebrity Town to read one of the biggest headlines that Pamela Anderson got married secretly. This
yes.
is a shocker.
Yeah, Monday, she had a secret ceremony in Malibu. She married a guy that she actually dated for 35 years ago, or 30 years ago.
She dated him 30 years ago.
She dated him 30 years ago. He's always pined for her, pretty much. Mm. His name is John Peters, and he's actually responsible for producing both the 1976 and 2018 versions of A Star Is Born.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. So
he's been around for a while, and they've known each other for a very long time. So it sounds like this is a relationship that just was always sort of out there
mm-hmm.
in terms of friendship, presumably.
Now, he's known, this is weird, but he's known as like a bad boy of Hollywood.
What does that
mean? That's what Pam Anderson said.
Well, she likes bad boys.
John is the original bad boy of Hollywood. No one compares. I love him deeply, like family. His life used to scare me.
Oh, that scares me.
We understand and respect each other. We love each other without conditions. I'm a lucky woman. Proof God has a plan. He says about her, there are beautiful girls everywhere. I could have my pick. But for 35 years, I've only wanted Pamela. She makes me wild in a good way.
Oh.
Oh, boy.
That's adorable.
Is it? Yeah, I guess so.
Sounds like they're trying to talk each other into it.
Yes, I agree, Kenny. Yeah, I mean, she went off and dated and married lots of other bad boys.
Right.
I didn't realize this was her fifth marriage.
I know. I want to look up who else she was married to other than Tommy Lee.
Here, I'll look it up.
I can't remember. Canadian.
Has the new hubby seen the Tommy Lee tape?
I mean, who hasn't?
Where he's steering the boat with it?
Yeah, I've seen. Everybody's seen that, right? I mean, and if you are over 18, please find it.
And how is that not running through the back of his mind every second that he spends with her?
Oh, God.
Well, and then, you know, every husband since then is like, I mean, how do I compare
right,
anything?
Exactly.
I think it's like as good as Tommy Lee. I mean, maybe it's not as good, but like not bad.
I'd just be like, you know what? I'll be out in my shop. Whatever.
Yeah. Just,
but know, do you think that they even get hot and heavy?
What,
maybe they're just not even, maybe it's not sexual.
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Because, you know, sometimes maybe it just... Okay, here's who she's been married to. Tommy Lee, Kid Rock.
Oh, my God, right.
Rick Solomon.
Rick Solomon, who was a real creep.
And John Peters. I don't remember John Peters, although that sounds appropriate for some
reason. This guy she married is John Peters.
That's his name. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's the list.
That's the current one. She was married to, wasn't she married to Rick Solomon twice?
Yes.
Yeah, he's a poker player.
So they were married in 2007. It was annulled in 2008. Then in 2014, they married and then divorced in 2015. Wow. Okay, so this marriage is going places, we think.
Ooh, this guy had a high-profile relationship with Barbara Streisand.
Yuck.
For
Hey!
What? I didn't know my mic was
yuck.
On. I'm sorry. I didn't know my mic was on.
That
was...
You can't do that! Barbara Streisand, what did she do to you, Kenny?
You've just been fished in.
Oh my God, that was funny. Oh boy. But Rick Solomon was a real creep to her, and it was just shocking that she married him again, because he was just an awful guy all around. He did a lot of... he married Shannon Doherty... He had issues with her. He's a creep.
I do see they also, Wikipedia also lists a partner for her. Not they never married, but from 2017 to last year, she was with some guy named Adil Rami, a French pro soccer player.
Mm.
So that never worked out, apparently.
And then she has really, people thought she was the guy in prison.
Yeah,
the WikiLeaks guy. She was completely enamored with him.
That's what I thought her next, you know, her next foray into marriage would be is Julian Assange.
Julian Assange.
Because she would bring him like vegan meals to the embassy in Ecuador.
She would visit him. She would fly across the world to see him. And she was just like on a crusade for him to be, you know.
Or the Ecuadorian. Wasn't it like there was an Ecuadorian embassy in the UK or something, right? That he was stuck in?
Well, he was in Russia too. Right?
Something I don't like know that. About that.
I thought he was hiding out in Russia.
But that, wasn't that the other guy?
Oh, man.
Oh, we're real good this morning. God. But anyway, she would bring him food and then she would, you know, go on like a pita tear where she would talk about like animal rights. Because that's like her two things. Her two things were Julian Assange and pita.
When I see celebrities spending money who don't really have careers anymore, I just hope to God that they saved it. I'm just one of those.
Well, don't
people.
You think she's still getting a crap ton of residuals from Baywatch?
Probably.
Where's it air though?
Probably Germany.
I'm sure Baywatch is streaming somewhere, right?
Oh, sure, absolutely.
My favorite show of hers. I'm not going to remember it now. It's where she was the.
The Private Investigator.
I used to love that show. What was that called? Do you remember?
God, I don't remember.
We'll figure it out. Okay. When we come back here on the Jason and Alexa show, we have to give you some royal updates, all the latest and more in the next hour, right here on My Talk 107.1. Good morning.